did you know how many studies and research that has been done on the healing power of pets? I mean, just go online and search. I dare you. You're going to find lots and lots of information on that. You know, living in a busy world with busy schedules and busy commitments, it's enough for our autonomic nervous system to go on overload. And right now, our world is built upon technology and speed and so much more. You know, this isn't to say that it's a bad thing to have all this, but it's also to bring to our awareness that even though things can move quickly, we don't always have to fall into losing ourselves in the process. Easier said than done, right? Well, this is where this episode of the Awaken with Animals podcast comes into play. I used to write for an online magazine called Spiritual Insights. It's a resource offered by Spiritual Niagara, and Spiritual Niagara is currently in transition to being called Spiritual Canada. So they're actually expanding all across Canada, which is wonderful. And you can learn more about them, and I'll put their link in the show notes here. Just a little bit about Spiritual Niagara. They help us expand our consciousness, and it helps us step into our greatness. So whether it's things like animal communication or chakra balancing or energy healing or anything like that, Spiritual Niagara is a gateway to connecting with how powerful and magnificent that we all are. And it's a wonderful organization to help remind us of all that. But I digress. Getting back to this particular episode and getting back to the talk of the hustle and the bustle that we can often find ourselves entwined with in this world, let's have a discussion and let's talk about the animals in your life and how they can help you relieve stress and how they can help you find clarity. Let's journey into practical things that you can do with them to change and transform and enjoy life's experiences fully. Are you with me? If so, let's go. I will see you on the other side. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Would you like to learn how your pet can help you relieve stress and find clarity in this thing that we call life? Well, you're in the right place. I'm Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, and I'm really happy to be able to share with you some information on how you can do just that and how the animals in your life can be of an amazing support and guidance in so many ways. So let's talk about stress. Let's talk about how stress can easily overtake us if we allow it to. It's very, very true, isn't it? Does it ring a bell for you at all when I say those words? Personally, I'm grateful to be living a busy lifestyle with a business that's booming, and you know, but I also need to be on my toes all the time. And when I'm on my toes all the time, I'm unable to be there for those that I serve if I cannot be present with myself. So each day, I need to remember to take a few minutes to strategize and prioritize what it is that I need to do for that day. And then by doing that, my work is done more efficiently and it's with less stress. So essentially what I do is I create a roadmap in which I follow for that day. And without my roadmap, I tend to become lost easily, especially when I'm feeling stress. So I'd like to tell you a story. One particular day, I had planned my roadmap, but because of the magnitude of commitments I had for that day, I found myself frozen. Like I actually froze right up. My feelings became very overwhelmed. They overwhelmed me. And I knew I needed to make a choice because I was either going to stay frozen or worse. So when I came to the realization, you know what, I need to make a choice here. I could choose to stay paralyzed, or I could choose to take action. Even though I didn't know what action I needed to take yet, I just had to shift that perspective and I just had to make a choice. And so what I chose to do, even though I didn't know how yet, was I chose to take action. You know, we spend so much time thinking about where we're stuck and how it keeps us stuck, and we focus on that a lot of times. That seems to be how we're taught in society, and that seems to be how we tick as humans. And when we spend so much time thinking about where we're stuck, we usually miss out on taking any kind of action. And not only that, when we begin to overthink, right? Analysis paralysis, like really overthinking things, we tend to worry about others' expectations of us as well. And it's when we can release ourselves from that moment of worry, when we can leave our minds and actually drop into our bodies, you know, become present, that's when we can find clarity. And so on a particularly stressful day that I've just been talking about, I remember when I became paralyzed and I knew that I had to make a choice and I chose to take action. On that particularly stressful day, I decided to close my eyes and I decided to take a few deep meditative breaths. And guess what happened? To my surprise, when I opened my eyes, guess who was there staring at me? It was Nemo, my beautiful furry soul friend in Chihuahua form. I opened my eyes. I saw Nemo staring right up at me. Guess what happened? I immediately smiled and felt relief. My breathing slowed down. Guess what? I felt better. I went from a place of feeling frozen and paralyzed to a state of seeing my beautiful furry soul friend. And my whole autonomic nervous system slowed down. I was able to get my breath and I felt better. So guess what I did? I got down on the floor and I connected with Nemo. He knew just what I needed. I told him that day that I was going to be okay and that I was just a little scattered. And he listened. He didn't interrupt me and he was 100% present in the moment. And he gifted to me exactly what I needed. This story is one of many examples of how animals give us such incredible support. And that dark day of this story that I'm sharing with you, that dark day turned sunny after I opened my eyes to see Nemo staring at me. And there's actually a deeper meaning of how animals can help us calm, help us heal, help us find balance and clarity in times of stress. You see, animals give us emotional support that sometimes we are not even aware of. So let's look through the eyes of the animals in our lives. Let's look through the eyes of an animal. You know, seeing the world through the eyes of an animal and living vicariously through them, even just for a moment. Did you know that it can help us find balance in stressful times? Our beloved pets, they don't focus on our deadlines for work, or they don't think about the upcoming appointments. They see things differently, and just knowing that is reassuring, isn't it? You know, when we take a look at how stress can affect the body, it can affect us in so many different ways. So, you know, let's look at our immune system, right? It affects us with frequent colds or headaches or flu-like symptoms. It affects us with illness or the inability to recover quickly. With our mind, stress can affect our concentration. It can affect our sleep. It can interfere with sadness, lethargy, anger, depression, irritability, mood swings, you know, feeling foggy, having anxiety or even panic attacks, headaches, right? That all comes when our mind becomes very overwhelmed. Stress can affect our hair, our skin, our teeth. It can affect our muscles and our joints. It can affect our heart and our lungs. You know, our heartbeat can become increased. We can feel those heart palpitations, and we can feel a pain in the chest or not being able to breathe or even get enough breath. When we become sick, a lot of times our chest and that bronchial area and our lungs can become involved as well from stress. Moving to our stomach and our intestines, you know, cramping, nausea, bloating, weight gain, weight loss. There's, you know, a lot of discomfort into those things that we're having a hard time digesting those stressful moments of life, right? Let's look at our kidneys and stress. Things like urinary infections, you know, increased urination, having pain or discomfort, and even the reproductive area and that area of our root, our feeling of safety, our feeling grounded. Stress can really affect us in so many ways. And so I'd like to share with you some ways that the animals in your life can help you in reducing the stress that you may feel from day to day. And these are really simple things, and they're things that we already know, but we forget because life gets so busy. So the first way that your pet can help reduce stress for you is just by you spending time with them and touching and petting them. You know, it's no wonder that daycares and hospitals and homes for the elderly, they bring service and therapy dogs into their facilities. I have a wonderful friend named Dennis, and he has these beautiful dogs, Bridget, who is now in spirit, and Charlotte, and they go into these homes and they visit with these beautiful humans, and they really help them in so many ways. They help them heal and relax, and they are read to and talked with, and it's just so amazing. And it's been proven that social interaction with dogs is calming, and of course, dogs love the attention, right? It's like it came in their job description of helping us humans. And so the next time you need a break from feelings of anxiety or stress, you're invited to go to your furry or feathered or finned, or in my case, a scaly family member. I have some bearded dragons named Blessing and Frigger. And really focus on their reaction when you pay attention to them. You know, when you connect with them, there's something that forms, and it's like a mutual understanding that you feel grateful for. And just by doing that, pay attention and notice as your breathing slows down. Pay attention to how your body relaxes. And just by being with your animal in close proximity is healthy. And the energy between you and your pet is exchanged, and it can actually result in an overall feeling of well-being. Another way that the animals in your life can help reduce stress is through play, something that we forget so much. You know, as kids, we always played, and, you know, as adults, we need to remind ourselves to play as adults too. If you have a dog as your companion, you're constantly watching play occur with the other dogs around your dog or with the people with whom you visit. Or if you have a feline family member, perhaps, you know, taking a favorite toy and watch what your cat does with it. You know, I just had this beautiful opportunity to spend some time with these beautiful kitties. I call them the furry ladies. And I've been away from kitty energy for a little while, and it was so nice to reconnect with them and to connect in with the energy of a cat. And all I did was bring out this really cool, it was a toy, but it was on a stick, and you shake the stick and all the pieces on the end would shake. And it was the most amazing time ever. It was just so amazing to just watch what they would do and how they would watch it, and their head would go back and forth and back and forth, and they'd jump, and oh, it was just so amazing. And so I was able to actually become present to fully witness that with them, and it was absolutely amazing. And so when you play with your animal, when you bring out their toys, have you ever really become fully present to witness that interaction with them? You know, playing with your pet, it raises the serotonin and the dopamine chemicals within you. And serotonin and dopamine are those feel-good chemicals. I remember when I was young, my brother used to take the long pool strainer that we had outside to clean our pool, but he would take it and he would lunge our dog Piper. And Piper was a German Shepherd, and so he'd be out in the yard and he would just spin it around in these large circles, and he would turn, you know, the pool strainer in a circle, and Piper would just run and try and catch the strainer. And as my brother rotated it around and around, and I can still remember very vividly how Piper would run and the laughs we all had when he engaged in play with us. And you know, it just reminds me, and it's animals, they have their, each of them, they all have their own individual personalities, and they can show a range of emotions too. Have you ever seen a dog who looks like he or she is laughing, right? I believe that joy is a real emotion, and a real emotion that animals can feel when playing with you, and that's contagious. And that's just one other way, you know, the animals in your life can help reduce stress. Let's talk about another one. What about the simple act of going for a walk? So dogs, you know, taking your dog for a walk. They've done studies, and study after study, it's shown the many benefits of light to moderate exercise for our brain's function. And just by walking, you know, whether it's walking at a brisk pace or walking just normally, all of that can reduce stress in our lives. You know, look at the walks that you take with your dog as an opportunity for mutual benefits. You know, the exercise that you get is beneficial for both physical and mental health. And by the time you get home from your walk, you feel better. Your dog feels better. And you just spent an amazing span of time together. Going for a walk with your dog can be very therapeutic. Now, when I talk about going for a walk with your dog, I don't mean going for a walk with your dog and being on your phone the whole time, or going for a walk with your dog and thinking about all of the things that you have to do on your to-do list. I mean going for a walk with your dog and enjoying your walk together, being present in the moment of spending that time, having that movement and sharing that energy together. You know, look at life from your dog's perspective and how happy they are when they're able to go on their walks. And when you can actually take a look through their eyes and see what it is that they see, what's it like to be, you know, lower to the ground than you are, and to have that, you know, hyper sense of smell, and to be able to see what they see at their level, and to smell what they smell at their level, and to just really experience that, looking at life from their perspective. And then just watch how your breathing starts to slow down, and how you become engaged with them because you're being present in this moment. So next time you walk your dog, you're invited to quietly observe their mannerisms, observe how they interact with their surroundings. Because guess what? You can learn so much from your dog. And one more thing of how the animals in your life can help reduce stress is through the act of caregiving. You know, animals, they have a high degree of social intelligence and they pick up on our emotions. They really do. They become acutely attuned to us and they're able to understand us. Probably preaching to the choir, right? Your dog understands you. Your dog is attuned to you. And, you know, have you time and time again been helped by your pet who seems to give you just what you need during times of stress? Have you ever noticed that he or she comes up to you when you're sad, or perhaps they interact with you as if to say in their own way that they're there for you? I think the question is, who's caregiving for whom? Are we caregiving for them? Or are they caregiving for us? Or is it both? Caregiving for each other. You know, when we think about animals, we think about unconditional love. And our pets, they do so much for us. When we care for them, we feel needed. And guess what? We are. We're needed. Animals give us unconditional love. And you know what? That's a gift. And as you take the time to stroke their fur or maybe talk to them in their favorite voice that they love to hear so much, watch them as they close their eyes. Feel them as they feel your love and care for them. You see, as humans, touch and movement are important. And they're important to us in everything. But in this particular episode, we're talking about reducing stress. And so touch and movement are really helpful and are so necessary in reducing stress and you know, staying healthy. As children, you know, when we were children, or even the children that you have in your life, they can learn empathy through caregiving for a pet. By giving your pet care and love, you're not only helping them, but you're helping yourself as well. And when you help yourself, you then start to feel calm because you're being cared for and you can feel what it's like to be soothed, which leads you away from that kind of fight or flight feelings of stressing and anxiety from this very busy world that we currently live in. So these are all just things that are food for thought, opportunities for expansion with the animals in your life, a way that you can step out of the hustle and the bustle of what can get very, very busy, very, very fast in this world. And I'll leave you with an opportunity here to practice an exercise that can help you find clarity when you feel stressed. Remembering that our pets live moment to moment, right? They're not thinking about next week's meeting. They're not worrying about what happened yesterday. They're here and now for the most part, right? There are situations where they're not in the present moment, and that's probably another episode. But for this particular episode, a lot of our pets can very much be moment to moment in that moment. And so here are four easy steps that you can do and take action to bring yourself back into that moment and join your animal to go through the present moment together. And the first one, very, very easy. We make it hard because we forget to do it, and that is to breathe. Now is the time to just notice your breathing. Close your eyes. Notice your breath. Just take a few slow, deep breaths. Witness how it feels from a space of being mindful. Just doing that with you right now has completely changed my affect. Second step is to allow, right? So as we breathe, on our next breath in, and as we exhale, open our eyes and relax our eyes while allowing our gaze to just view ahead. And as we continue breathing in and out, we allow our gaze to just be viewing ahead. And we may find that our vision becomes unfocused or things may become blurred, and that's okay. Just allow as we breathe to just gaze what's in front of us. And continue breathing, continuing allowing. And now we're going to refocus. We're going to refocus our eyes, right? Maybe things became unfocused or become blurred because we were just allowing our gaze to be. Now with intention, let's refocus our eyes and let's look around the room. Let's look around again at the same surroundings. Do things look the same? Or do they appear a bit different? And then we're going to realign. So as we continue breathing, we're going to close our eyes again. We're going to go back to noticing our breath. We're going to become a witness. We're going to sense how we're breathing now. What do you notice? Is your breath more calm and relaxed? I know mine is. And I hope yours is too. Thank you for joining me with that. You see, I share this exercise to help you take the attention away from any stressful thoughts and to bring you into the moment. And because our animals live in the moment, we can learn from them in our own human ways. You see, when you bring your attention to your breath, you're no longer inside your thoughts. You actually become free of them and you become in the present moment. So live, love, and breathe. My dear and wonderful friends, next time you find yourself needing clarity from stress, give this exercise a go. We can learn a lot from our animals about being in the moment. I know I sound like a broken record, but they're in the moment, and there are teachers for that. Go ahead and pet your beloved and scratch them under their chin. Play with them. Go outside for strolls and imagine looking through their eyes. Imagine what they see from their perspective. Don't be surprised if you lose track of what you were stressed with about all along. The work can wait. It's time for you and your furry, your feathered, your finned, or your scaly friend to see what is behind that next experience together. With much, much love, and with many, many heart hugs, I've really enjoyed this time together with you. And until next time, bye for now.